Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayim. We're going to start from the Mishnah all the way at the end of Daf Tzadik Vav in the days. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is talking about the din of what's the halacha with a pat that you cooked kachim in. That's what we're discussing. The Torah says if you cooked kachim in a kli chayris, you have to break the pat. There's no way to kasher it. You have to break the pat. If you cook kachim in a clean chayshis, you have to do mariku ushtifa. We talked about this by Rikus in the previous shurim, and we're being mamshich now. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, bishel mitchilas haregel yavashel by kol haregel. If you have a pat, and you use this pat from the beginning of Yom Tov, 7 days of Yom Tov, Pesach or Sukkot, you could continue cooking with this pat the entire regel. V'chachamim Omer, no, ad zman achila. Which the Chachamim is a Shaila in the Rishonim, which we'll speak about a little bit later in the Shia, whether the Girsa is Achar Zman Achila, Taisus has such a Girsa. And the point is that once it becomes nicer, there is already a Chiv of Riku Shtifa, and you can't wait until the end of the Regal. And there's another Pshat, which we'll see, the Rambam's Pshat, that Ad Zman Achila means that you have to do the Riku Shtifa while it's still a Zman Achila. But let's first discuss Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Tarfon says you do not have to do Mariku Ushtifa. That's the Parsha Taich. You could continue cooking with this pat until the end of the regal. The Gemara says, "May time of the Rabbi Tarfon. Why does Rabbi Tarfon hold you can continue doing the Mariku Ushtifa until the end of the regal?" So the Gemara says, "Amakro Fenisu Abayka Vachta Lecha Akasa V'Sol Kulam Baykerecha." That was the first pshat. That there is no dinaiser in the regal, it's all like one baker, but the Gemara says, no, it's not true, there is a dinaiser. The Gemara brought a breiser, Rab Nassan, I'm Lerm of Tafin El Zubul Vand. So Teretz says, Alakar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, the Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Vu, Kol Yayim Vyayim Naasa Gil Chaveri. As you cook, what are you cooking with in the pot? You're cooking the Shlomen. Shlomen is Nachal the Shnei Yamim Velayla Echab. So the next day you could still eat the Shlomen from yesterday. So when you cook the shlamim on the next day, so all the shlamim from the previous day will go out into the shlamim of today. It makes a gil. So there's nothing left for the shlamim of the previous day. So now it's not a problem. All you have is now the shlamim from today. And when you cook the third day, so you don't have any shlamim anymore from the second day. You just have the shlamim from the third day. And this goes on the entire regal, so therefore you do not have to do Mariku Ushtifa the entire regal. So before we marich more about this svara, and about also what perhaps is the machlekes of Tarfon the Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan disagree with this svara, we're first going to say over to Taisus a little bit earlier on that Tzadik Vav, that asked the following kasha. Taisus asked like this, we have shlomim from the first day, I cook it the first day, and now I'm using the same pot the second day, and you're telling me, nothing will be nicer, because all the shlam from the first day will go out into the what's cooking the second day, into the shlam of the second day, so that won't become nicer, and all the shlam that goes into the pot the second day will go out the third day, and it won't become nicer. Okay, but the shaila is, but why wouldn't they have a problem that when I'm cooking the shlam in the second day, I'm going to get the blias of the first day's shlam into the second day's shlam? And I'll be memayin zman achila, because now we have the next Mishnah, that kalim kebechamurim, or kalim nechalim kechamurim. In other words, if I have a shlamim that I just shechted today, so I really would have 2 days and one night to eat it. And in this shlamim I have tam of a shlamim that I shechted yesterday, which I'm only allowed to eat till the end of the day. So that should aser me to eat this shlamim, today's shlamim, for more than today. Because it has blias, it has tam of yesterday's shlamim, which becomes nicer at the end of today. So I'm being memayit the zman achila. Einachin ami, the Gemara is saying there's no blias left in the pot, so the pot won't become treif, so I'm allowed to cook with this pot tomorrow, but the problem is, the shlamim I'm cooking in the pot should get the tam from yesterday's shlamim, and now that shlamim, I wouldn't be able to eat that meat for more than today, just like I can't eat yesterday's meat, I only have shnei yamim v'layla echad, so I'm being memayit the zman in the achila of the shlamim that I'm eating now. That's Rek Taisus Akasha on Reb Tarfon. So Taisus says, a passable teretz, that there's a halacha of Nesen Tam by Nesen Tam. We discussed this halacha earlier. The Gemara says, if you have a fish which you put on a fleishig plate, and now the fish became fleishig from the plate, they don't become fleishig. The fish, you're allowed to eat the fish, but kudach, the Gemara says, you can eat this fish with milk. Because this plate is fleishig, in other words, it absorbed the time of plate, of meat. You can't put milk on this plate, but if you put something pyrev, like fish, on this plate, so this time is called nesen tam bar nesen tam, the hetera. If it's iser, if you have chazer in the plate, anything you put on the plate will become treif. You don't say nesen tam bar nesen tam when we're dealing with tam of iser. But meat is tam heter. So the tam heter, it gave tam into the plate, that's one nesen tam. And now the plate's giving tam into the fish, that's the second nesen tam, it's nesen tam bar nesen tam. And we're dealing with blius of heter. Once it's nice and tam, by nice and tam, with blius of heter, then it can no longer become usr, so memela won't become usr when you mix it with milk. This is the halacha of not by not, nice and tam, by nice and tam. So the Rishonim have a discussion, does that only apply dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara, that when fish go onto a plate, in other words, it's not cooked together, they came into contact, it was hot, and they came into contact through heat, and therefore it absorbed the tam because it was hot, but it wasn't cooked together. So there we have this leniency, this cool of nice and tam by nice and tam, that since we're talking about a blius of heter, it won't become usr. Blius of iser, it doesn't matter how many bar nice and tams there are, blius of heter doesn't become usr. But what about if it's cooked? What if you cook meat in a pot, it's a fleishik pot, and then you cook potatoes in this fleishik pot? Are you allowed to mix these potatoes with cottage cheese? It's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that's also the din of nesen tam or nesen tam. The meat gave tam into the pot, and the pot now gives tam into the potatoes. Nesen tam by nesen tam, and it's a teira. And memela, these potatoes can't become usr, so memela you're allowed to eat them with milk. But Rashi holds in Chulin that no, nesen tam by nesen tam is dafka without bishul, when it absorbed through touching the plate, they're going on the plate. But when you're dealing with bishul, when you cooked it in a fleishik pot, then you don't say nice and tam by nice and tam. The potatoes become fleishis. You can't eat them with milk. That's the machlokes Rishonim. It's brought la'alacha and siman tzadikei. The Mechaber paskins that even with bishul, it's called not by not and it's mutter. The Rama is machmir, alis l'chatchila, that you shouldn't eat it with milk. That's the machlokes Rishonim. So Taisa says, this gemara should be a raya, that not by not, derech bishul, nice and tam, by nice and tam, derech bishul, is also considered not by not. Why? Because that would answer the question. When you cooked the shlamim on day one, and now you're cooking again the shlamim from day two. So it's hetera, and it's not by not, the shlamim gave tam into the pot, and now the pot is giving tam into the next shlamim, and it's all hetera. Nothing became usr yet. And now the question is it going to become usr through nicer? And the answer is no. Once it's not by not the heter, it can't become usr. Just like when potatoes are cooked in a fleishik pot, you can eat it with milk, it won't become usr. So too, when a shlomim is cooked in a pot that has the blius of the shlomim from the previous day, which is not usr yet, but now that it's nicer tam by nicer tam, it won't become usr anymore, it won't become nicer. So this gemara should be a raya, that even when you cook it, it will be called not by not the heter. That's what Taisus suggests. All this Taisus in the previous line of Daf Sadik Vav. Now Taisus says that's not true. Because he says the gemara in Avodah Zarah is mavur, on Daf Ayin Vav, that when you cook a carbon chatos in a pot, and then that same day you cook a carbon shlomim in the same pot, you also say the svara of kol yom v'yom nasagil l'chaveri. So first I cook the carbon chatos, and now I cook the carbon shlomim, and that's okay because kol yom v'yom nasagil l'chaveri. Now I can use the pot the next day because all the blius of the chatos went into the shlomim. Now the shaila is a chatas is only eaten lezichri kahuna. It's only eaten in the azara. So essentially, it already has an iser. It's already usur to eat this chatas for anyone other than zichri kahuna. So that's not really called napranata atera, even though it's mutter to kehanim. But as far as Zorim are concerned, chatas is usur to them. Chatas is treif. So as far as Zorim is concerned, so now this shlomim that you're cooking should have received tam of a chatas, even though it's not bar nat, even though it's tam that the chatas gave into the pot, and now the pot gives it into the shlomim, but it's not bar nat the yisura. It's treif ablius for a zor. And also, Taisus holds even b'yetzei, it sounds like he holds it shver. Yeah, maybe I would have said that we're dealing with the isur yetzei, the isur of eating out of the azara. In the meantime, you're cooking it in the azara, so maybe it's nice and tam the hetera, and bringing out of the azara makes a pasulus, but now that it's not bernat the hetera, it won't become pasul, just like you say by nicer. But Taisus tells it, no, even now, you have to say there's a chalois isur to eat it out of the azara. Al kobanim, the kasha from azara is a good kasha. So Taisus says, you won't be able to answer my kasha, that how could you cook the shlomim of one day in the pot that was used for the shlomim of yesterday? I, the blias of yesterday, are getting in today's shlomim, and it be mine's manachili. You can't answer, it's not pranata etera, because it wouldn't answer fully, it wouldn't answer the kasha from the Gemara of Eidazara, which is matter with the same svara, to cook a shlomim after a chatas. And there is not, but not the Yisura. So Taisi says, you have to say a different teretz. You have to say that be'emesin it's min b'minai. Min b'minai is batul b'raiv midaraisa. Midaraisa, if you have nevela, let's say you have a pot with nevela inside, and you cook skuta, but there's more meat in the pot than there's blias. So mele it's batul b'raiv, min b'minai is batul b'raiv, min b'sheine mina, you have a problem of tam ke'ikir, it's nice and tam. But mimba mina is not a problem, it's about the brave. You can't discern the tam, because it tastes the same as what you're cooking. It's mimba mina, it's about the brave. So even though in the rabbani you need shishim, legabe karbanis, ukme adai raisa, legabe karbanis, Chazal said, you don't have a problem, you could go with the deraisa to get thing that mimba mina is about the brave. He says, even though the Mishnah says later, rokik shenoga berokik, is yoichal kachamashabahen, so that's also min b'minai. One type of matzah with another type of matzah, also min b'minai. But Taisa says that they were only makel by kelim, they weren't makel by echlim. But al kaponim, that's what Taisa says, that the heter is because min b'minai is anyway batel b'raif, and they were ukme adei raisa. As they state in the Rosh also, in Perikol HaBasar, Semin Chav Gimel on the sugya of nice and tam and nice and tam. He also goes through the same shakli v'taya that Taisa says. It's not a raya that by Bishul is no din and not per not. Because anyway, you have a problem with the chatas. Elamai, you're going to have to say a new svara that here it's min b'minai and the ukmi adereisa. Now, in the etzim din, there are b'tarfen holds kol yom v'yom nasa gil l'chaveri, and there are abundant hold no. What's the svara samachlekes? So you could say, and as I state in the Bir Agra, in Sin Yerideya Simen Tzadik Dalas Sifkan Yen Aleph, that there are bun and hold, you don't stam say when you cook with a pot, that's called the Bing Machshut. Hagol is a different thing. Hagol is when, first of all, you need to be reiskin, it has to be, it's not good enough if it's hot, it has to mamish be bubbling, and it has to fill up the whole pot. There's a Hilchas Hagol, and not every time you cook are you doing all the requirements of Hagol. So Tarfon holds minastam when you cook, that is a agola. And the Rabbanan holds, no, if you didn't do a specific agola, you're missing out on agola. And the Gemara of Emerson of Eidazar, the Fayimvav, like we'll say in a second, brings down the din of kol yoyim nasagil l'chaveroi l'alocha. But that was in one teretz, and could be that wasn't the maskon of the Gemara. That's what the Gain says, that wasn't the maskon of the Gemara. We don't paskin that when you cook with a pot, that's our agola. We don't paskin that way. We pask in Yinagola. As I state in the Goyim Pshat in this Machlekes. But there's a Rashba, it's an Avedis HaKadosh Ardala Perik Dalin, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef in Yeridei in the Torah at the end of Simen Tzadik Gimel. That he says we do pask in Kol Yayin Nasagir L'Chaver, we'll see. And he says a very interessanta halacha yibayzais from this din. Because Bemisin Azai, the Gemara in Avei Dezara actually brings it down. He brings down the kasha. It says in the Mishnah at the end, Hashbud ve'askel ha-magilam b'chamed. Hashbud is a spit, and askel is a grate, and you're roasting the meat, the carbon meat, with a spit or with a grate. It says, you do hagala, you kasher with hot water. And Rashi says that the Gemara in Avei Dezara asks a question, that the Gemara there says in Avei Dezara, that if you buy a shbud or an askala, you buy a grate or a spit from a guy, you have to do libun. Hagala means that you put it in a pot of hot water, boiling water, and libun means that you make it white hot with a fire. So the psukim there say, kol ha-shayavah b'esh tavir b'esh, v'chol ha-shalayavah b'esh tavir b'mayim, and the Gemara understands, kabar l'kach paltai, whatever that it's used for, if it's used directly over the fire, so you need libun, you have to kasher the direct fire with libun. And whatever is like a pot which is used together with water, it's used for cooking. So you kasher with hagala, which is like cooking. So the Chayit Shver, what's the pshat in this Mishnah that by karbonis you could do hagala with your shpud and askala? And there it says, if you buy from a guy a tray for shpud and askala, you have to do libun. So one of the terutzim the Gemara there says, is this teretz of kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveirei. Since every day you're using it, every day it's becoming a gil l'chaveirei, that's why you don't need libun. That means every day you're taking this spit and using it for today's shlamim. So mamela, it's getting out the blius of yesterday's shlamim, on your day the process of kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveirei. Frekter Ashba, what do you mean by that? What's Pasha Taich in that? You're asking a kasha that how does it help hagala? You should need libun. So what's your answer? Kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveirei. That's not libun. That's not libun. You're roasting with it. Roasting with it is not libun. It's not libun on the entire thing, first of all. Mechlal, it's not libun. You're not making it hot enough for libun. It's not libun. What's the teretz? Chazak der Ashba gavalgi yisait. He says, you know what it means, kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveirei? He says, why is it nasagil l'chaveirei? It's not agola. You're not really kashering it. Kashering it as dinim. You have to make your rice them. You have to fill up the entire pot. Kashering as dinim. Here you're just cooking with it. You're not kashering it. What's the pshat that cooking with it could be kashering? Hazak der Ashba, the taichin of Tarfon is the following. That since at this point it's a terubala, it's still mutter. So even though cooking with it does not remove the entire blius, it's not like kashering which removes the entire blius, there'll still be remaining blias in the pot. But those blias that remain in the pot become like a shvacha tam. They become like a tam kolosh. That if they're asur, so a tam kolosh is asur. That's like naparnati isura. Even a tam kolosh, if it's asur, it asurs. Mashenkin, since here it's mutter, it's a teribola. So in Mela, the tam kolosh doesn't become asur. And doesn't become asur. So now, when this pot stays over the next night, the blius from the first day's shlamim, since you cooked in this pot again the second day, so now the blius of the first day, which was still mutter at the second day, became shvach. So now the pot stays overnight, they don't become nicer. They don't become nicer, and they don't become asur. So zakt, the Rashbud asks of Shana and the Gemara with the shvud. The shbud in the askula that has blius of iser, if the blius are treif, so nothing gets out the blius except for libun. Hagala won't get out the treif of blius. But if the blius are kosher at this point, hagala could be machshirit, could be maklish the tam, could make it weaker. Then now you have a weak tam, and this weak tam will not become aser. If it's aser already, then it will continue to aser. But if it's not aser yet, it's too weak to become aser. So the Rashba is learning that the Gemara in Avei Dezara that uses the thing of kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveirei to answer the question why the shbud by a treif shbud needs libun and by kachim hagol is good enough is borrowing the same svar, just like cooking, which is really not a gola. If you have a treif pot and you cook something in the pot, something kosher, that thing is, of course, asr. But now, you're not allowed to use the pot now for another kosher food. You don't say that all the treif of blius got out when you cook the first kosher food. You need a gola. You need a kosher pot. Cooking is not koshering. But still, when you cooking the shlomim of the second day yomtiv in the pot that you used the first day yomtiv, and those blius are still blius of heter, so now we say that this pot, whatever's left in the pot, is shvach. And therefore, it doesn't become nicer tonight. And therefore, you can use it the next day as well. And the same thing, kol yom v'yom nasagir l'chaveiroi. So too, by the shpud, when it's asur, you need leaven to get out the blius. When it's mutter, when we're dealing with kachim, so even though you can't get out the blius without leaven, but still hagola would work to shvachen the blius, and now they won't become nicer anymore. That was Dr. Ashba. So Mela Zok Dr. Ashba, have something halacha l'maisa ebazai. Let's say I cook meat in a pot, fleshik a pot now. And then I cook potatoes in the pot. So I didn't kasher it, I just cook something else in the pot, or I cook water in the pot. So that water, maybe it's fleshik, maybe it's not, because that's totally if you say not by not, if you say that it's nice and tam by nice and tam, like we spoke earlier, Derech Bishel. But the question is, now, could I use the pot for cooking milk? Never mind the first thing that I cooked. But now I cook meat in a pot, and then I cook parv in the pot, and now I want to cook milk in the pot. Zok der Ashbitz mutter. I never kashered the pot. But the Tari says, you don't have to kasher the pot. As long as you cooked in the pot, and the blius were heter, mela, you made the blius weaker, just like Rabbi Tarfin says, that you could cook in the pot the second day, and the mela you weaken the first day's blius, and then you could use it again the third day, because the first day's blius, even though you never kashered it, you just cooked in it, but that's good enough to make the first day's blius shvacher, they don't become nicer. Who I did when I cooked water or potatoes in the pot that I cooked meat? So whatever blius of meat is left in the pot are shvacher, and they can't become basa b'chalov, now I could cook milk in the pot. Tazak der Ashben Tairis Abayis, a Gavaldige Chiddish. Now the Beis Yosef brings Rayis from some Rishayim and didn't hold the Chiddish. Among the Rayis he says is that when we spoke out earlier, the Taisus and the Rush, that they say that by Kachim it's Mimba Minoi and Akmuwa der Aisa. So Mela, Lefi, Taisus and the Rush that say by Kachim it's a different story. It's mimba mina in a kmua and they're isa. So lafit tais in the rush, you have no raya to the raja b'sach sayin. The raja wouldn't have a raya that when you cook something neutral in a pot, which the vaila is mutter, right? The raja has this raya that cooking in a pot makes the bliyah shvach now that it can't become aser. Because that's the site of kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveri. His raya is from kachim. His raya is from the shbud, that you could do agola. His raya is from kol yom v'yom nasagil l'chaveiroi, that I could cook. When I cook the second day shlomim, so I'm shvachening the blius to the first day shlom, now they can't become aser. But according to Teis and Rosh, kachim is different. Kachim they allowed, mim b'minoi by kachim, it's a different thing, k'mu v'adei raisa. So according to Teis and the Rosh, you have no raya to the Rashba's Yisayit. And in Echanami in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't bring down the Rashba's halacha, even though it's in the Torah. He holds that Rishayim argue on it. According to Taiz and the Rashi says there's no hechich for it. But the Nekudas HaKesef, at the end of Siman Tzadik Gimel, he taines that no, Taiz and the Rashi is not a kasha. Taines the Nekudas HaKesef, if you're going to stam tell me al yisoid, that you're allowed to use a pot by kachim for mimba minay, even though it's aser, because a kmua deraisa mimba minay is bottle. So why do I need kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveri? Even if I have blius of nicer in the pot, it should be mutter to use the pot. Why does Rabbi Tarfin say kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveri? That doesn't help. You didn't kasher the pot. The blius remain. So why are you saying it's mutter? Because it's mim b'mina akmua deraisa? So who needs kol yayim v'yayim nasagil l'chaveri? Elamai Taisus only holds of the Kmua Deraisus Svarim if the violet's mutter, or at least mutter to somebody. Like Taisus brings the Svarim by Chatos. Taisus Beikon wanted to have a kasha. How can I cook shlamim the second day? I mean, memayin and achila, because the first days of shlamim's blius is going to be in the second day shlamim. And now, I can't eat the second day shlamim more than this man achila of the first day shlamim. I won't be able to eat it more than today. And if you're going to tell me the Taisus is not panata teira, that even by cooking it's not panata teira like we explained earlier. So have a kasha. How could I cook a shlamim in a pot that I already cooked chatos, like it's mavur in the Gemara of Edizari, I could do that. That's already not by not the Yisuru, because it's also Lazarim, and it's also Chutz Lazara. So how can I do it? On that he says it teretz, akmu adereisa. Because you're not cooking with something which is inherently treif. You're cooking with something which is mutter, at least has some heter. So whatever other isser is employing here, on that akmu adereisa. But once it becomes nicer, there's no akmu adereisa anymore. That's the halacha miku shtifa. That's the halacha we're dealing with here. For that, you need kol yoyim v'yoyim nasa gil l'chaveiroi. So, mail on that, you have the Rajab's kasha gil is not a gola. And then you have the Rajab's yisayin. Then when you cook in a pot, if the vaila didn't become asa yet, it's hukla shetam and becomes neser. Tais and the Rosh have no shaykhus to this. Tais and the Rosh are talking about ounce before it became asur. The shayla is, it should have an issa lazarim. It should have an issa nicer, it should become nicer. It should be maiz manachila. And there he says, ukma deraisa. But that wouldn't work if the blees of the pot would become nicer. Avadi, you wouldn't say ukma deraisa then. You have to say that kol yoyim v'yoyim nasagila chaver means that the blees of the pot don't become nicer. And that the kash is, why not? There was no hagola, it's just cooking. Vice is cooking, by Yisura Bala doesn't work. By a teira bala works that it's makel shatam. It doesn't become us. It does tiny than the kudas of kesef. Chayish tarket tiny. Chavis das handles it. I don't want to be married so much. But I'm just saying, though halacha lemaisa, you could say that we don't pass in kol yoyim v'yoyim nasagil lechaveiroi. Because what's pshat in the rabbanon? The rabbanon say you don't say that. The rabbanon say you do need miku shtifa. The Rajman nemdon vaystais from the Gemara Navei Dezara that we do pass in kol yoyim v'yoyim nasagil lechaveiroi. And what's the pshat in the Rabbanan? So could be the Rashba held like this. And the Chavis Das reads this ice. I'm not sure if he's saying it in this chesh, but he definitely reads ice to Svarim. That even though we won't aser anymore, but the stam aloch of Miku Shtifa, this we spoke about in the previous shtir, that some Rishonim hold that the din of Miku Shtifa is not because the pot is treif. The din of Miku Shtifa has a din ke'en like beer noiser, not because the pot is treif. Even if it won't be treif, even let's say it's Eina Ben Yoima. So it's not treif because it's nice and tam of gam. But there's a din of beer nicer. So male, that's a machlokes of Tarfon the Rabbanan. Rab Tarfon holds that since it doesn't aser, so a male there's no din of riku shtifa. And why is it an aser? Because if you cook with it and it's still mutter, so then it shvachens the blius, now the blius can't become aser. And the Rabbanan agree with that svara. But they hold it's a din of Riku Shtifa, because Stam is a din of beer nicer. You have to destroy the nicer. Nothing new if it becomes Asur or not. But that could be the Rajba. Hashem came, Taisus and the Rosh, that we said, Taisus and the Rosh at the end of Avodah Zarah, which discuss, how is it Shayach to have Riku Shtifa if every time will always be nice and Tam of Gam? And they answer, because you need 24 hours, so it's not nice and Tam of Gam right away, like we spoke in the previous year. Or because you need the entire night, so if you cooked in the night, it won't be nice in time of gam. So they hold that Miku Shtifa is because the pot is aser. So in Taiz and Rosh, you could say the Rabbanan don't hold of Nasagil Lechaveri, like the Goyim learns. They don't hold of this whole Yisayin. They hold that you can't take out the Blias with anything other than a Gola, even if it's a Teruboa. Now, saying in the Rashba could hold that the Machlaikis isn't whether it asers. Reb Tarfon says, "Kol yoyim v'yoyim nasagil lechaveir." That's halacha psuka. So the blius won't aser. So why do the rabbanon hold you have to do mriku v'shtifa every day, even if it doesn't aser, you need mriku v'shtifa? It's a din of beer nicer. You have to destroy the nicer. So that's the machlekes of Tarfon and the rabbanon. So l'sikum, we have two pshatim in the machlekes of Tarfon and the rabbanon. Is the machlekes of Tarfon and the rabbanon? The Reb Tarfon holds you allowed to cook with it the next day, because since you cooked the previous day, so male that made a gil, that took out the blius, and even though you didn't kashu it, but since like the Rajba says, it's your site of a teir bala, They took out enough that now it can't become Asr. And what did the Rabbanan hold? The Rash would hold, the Rabbanan agreed that it won't become Asr. But Stami need Riku Shtifa. It's Xeris Akasiv, need Riku Shtifa, even if it won't Asr. But Taisa and the Rosh in the end of Avodah Zarah, that seemed to Naman that Riku Shtifa is because it's a Treifa Kli, because it Asrs, they have to hold the Rabbanan hold that you do Asr. Because they hold that as long as you didn't make Hagala, even by a Teira Balak, it's still Asr. And that's how the Gaon learns the Machlekes of Tarfon and the Rabbanan. Now, there's another mahalach in the sugya, which is the mahalach of the Rambam. And the Brisker Rav is marchiv to explain the mahalach of the Rambam. I'm going to say over the Brisker Rav's mahalach the way he explains the Rambam, the Gevaldig Geshmak of mahalach. And then I'm going to say a fourth mahalach, which I think comes from the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, which is also a Ridvan Rosh Hashanah Dafei. And as to the next Gemara, the Gemara says, V'chomer medzman achila, and the Gemara says, "My Kamar, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Avuha, Mamtum La Zman Achila, V'Had Avlum Riku Shtifa." And Taisa said a Girsa, "Mamtum La Kol Zman Achila," which Taisa learns, and this Rashi learns also, that the Dinim Riku Shtifa starts after it becomes Nisa. That's how Rav Rishayim learn. Isaiah's Mavur from the Ran and Ramban also that say that Riku Shtifa is Alzbir Nisa. The Dinim Riku Shtifa starts when it's Nisa. When you cook kachim in a keli, and then it becomes nicer, then there's a din of riku shtifa, then there's a din of shriya b'kli chayis. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds a din of riku shtifa is right after the achila. And the Rambam says, in Ilchus Maisa Kabanis Perk Ches, I mean halacha yudalit, that all the kachim, kachim, tunim riku shtika ekev achila. V'chein eshbud v'askala, you don't leave it till the zman achila shnia. El kashiyashim lecho, yagel ashbud v'asku yimarek v'yishtef akli, benkli makas, benkli cheretz, etc. So the Rambam Klar learns that you have to do the mriku shtifa in the zman of the achila. And that was in Gemara's mashmanaway. Gemara says, menani mili. And the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechshon Rabbi Yesim and Abba Ksiv v'marek v'shaytif. Uksiv calls man, calls Achan and Yechel. I said, okay, so Mamdalan's man, Achila v'Ada of Lemiku Shtifa. Which the Rambam learns that the Miku Shtifa has to be done in this man Achila. You wait this man Achila, meaning you wait till after you finish eating it, then you do the Miku Shtifa. So, frankly, Briskarov, Oibe say, what's Pshat and Reptarfin? Say the first Gemara is Pshat, that Reptarfin holds that Asa Kasav Baikir Echel, there is no Nicer. Say the second Pshat of Reptarfin, Kol Yem Masagil Echalere, so what? There's halacha miku shtifa. What does it help that it's nasagil chaveri? What does it help that it doesn't become nicer? The dinim miku shtifa has nothing to do with nicer. It has to do with the, by the zman achili after miku shtifa. What's pshat nir b'tarfin? From b'tarfin l'charetz mavur, that the miku shtifa is only if there's blias of nicer. And then there's a dinim miku shtifa. Whether you want to learn because the blias of nicer are going to ask the Michael. Whether you want to learn, even if they won't ask in a Meichel, stam, the fact that they exist. Even if it's Huklash Tamay, they won't ask in a Meichel in the Rashba. But then we understand, Reb Tarfon holds, if there's no Nisr, there's no Miku Shtifa. But if Miku Shtifa is because of the Achila, nothing to do with Nisr, so what's Pshat Reb Tarfon? So Zagdi Briskarov like this. The Teres Kainim, has a pasuk, the Teres Kainim wants to, how do you know you light a cook twice or three times with the same pot before Miku Shtifa? Teres Kainim brings a pasuk, a limit, a drasha, they could cook with the pot two or three times before Miku Shtifa. The Rambam brings that down at the end of the halacha, Mavashal v'sheinim v'shalish miyad bein b'kli machas bein b'kli cheres v'mark v'sheitha v'atzeif achila. You light a cook two or three times. In fact, thereof, according to the v'sheinim that hold, that Miku Shtifa is dafka when it's nicer, so what's the chiddush b'chlal? So you're talking shum chiddush. Of course you cook as much as you want. There's no chiyuv miku shtifa. It's not nicer. Only according to the Rambam, there's a chiddush that you could cook two, three times before miku shtifa. And the Teres Kainim right after this brings the machlekes of time for Rabbi Akiva, whether that's from a vashu b'tchilas a regel, a vashu v'elach kol a regel, or no. Ad zmana achila. So I'll off like this. Avander of Typhon holds you need Miku Shtifa. But he holds you could do the Miku Shtifa whenever you want. You could do it next week. You don't have to do the Miku Shtifa today. You could do it next week. That's Pshatner of Typhon. That's the Machlekish of Typhon and the Rabbanah. the Rabbanim bring a pasuk that you need Riku Shtifen Nizmana Achila. You have to do it today. The same time that you could eat the carbon, that's the time you need the Riku Shtifen the carbon. And Abtaifa doesn't hold to that, Joshua. And Abtaifa knows you can do him Riku Shtifen next week. So why is the Gemara saying Kol Yem Nasigil Echaveri? Because you have another problem. Tepik lay that there's an Issa nicer. And the kale, the pad is nicer in it. And it should make an Issa nicer. To take off the Issa nicer. However, you learn why that takes off the Issa nicer. But that's what takes off the Issa nicer. But what's with the Mriku Shtifa? That you do next week. And the Chum, all the Mriku Shtifa has to be done by the Zman Achila. That's what the Biskrov learns in the Rambam. He brings the Tesefta, that the Tesefta says that you cook it, according to Ptaif, and you cook it every day, and after the last time, you do Mriku Shtifa. So fact, the Brisker Rav, if you're going to say that the Pshat is that every day there's no Mechayiv of Mriku Shtifa, because Kol Yoy Nasa Gil Lechaveri takes off the Mechayiv of Mriku Shtifa. The last day you don't have a Gil Lechaveri, right? So mainly you have to do Mriku Shtifa. So Pshat, you have to do Mriku Shtifa on the last one. You don't have a Gil Lechaveri. Elamai in the Sefta state that the Mriku Shtifa works from even the beginning of the week. Doesn't matter if the Avli is the Arimbli, that's not the point. You have to do Mriku Shtifa, it's a Chayvus Mriku Shtifa. That, the Chom, so you have to do that day. And, or the Zman Achila, or the next day, you have to do the Zman Achila. And Rav Shimon's, and Rav Tarfon holds, you could do it next week. But we're doing next week the Chiv Mriku Shtifa for this Achila also. That's a Shikul of Brisky Rav, and we spoke last year that he wanted to say that Klicheres is no Chiv Shvira right away. So the Chazaris Kivshainis, he wanted to say, won't knock off the Chiyu Shvir, but you can do the Chiyu Shvir when you finish using the pot. We spoke about that in the previous year. It's very geschmack, and it does stem with the Rambam and Yad. But like I said, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, that means the Rav brings the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, but I don't see how he's learning it. Because the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, from what I could see, is saying with a clerkite, that even if Typhon holds, you do Mriku Shtif at the end of the day. That's what he says. You don't have to be married to Kli when you finish eating. You have to do it at the end of the day. So you achil the marker elikavis man achilable van ukeshe tichla achili America say. So shteitan under a machlekes lechayer. I don't know how he learns taich in the Gemara kol yom v'yom nasagil lechaveri. I don't know how the Rambam learns his taich, but the Rambam Pirush Shnayim seems to be saying that the machlekes the Chum and Abtaifin is not that Abtaifin says you could do it next week, and the Chacham say you have to do it that day. But the Ptarfin says you could wait till the end of the day, and the Chacham say you have to do it by the Zman HaAchila. That would stem very good in the Rambam and Yad, Ekev HaAchila. You have to do it right after the Achila. And that's the Vart, the Mevashel, the Shainim, Mashalesh, that the Teres Kainim says, and the Rambam brings down, you could cook 2-3 times, all for one Achila. You macht one Achila, you're having one Suda, you could use the pot 2-3 times for the same Achila. But you can't wait till the end of the day. As soon as you finish this achila, you need Mriku Shtifa. If you want to have another meal with the Shlomim, another achila, so then you'd have to do Mriku Shtifa, even the same day. Rav Tarfon holds, no, you can wait till the end of the day. It's an under of art. I don't understand how he learns the taicha of the Gemara Kol Yom Nasagil Lechaveri. I don't understand it. But I saw the Ridvan Rosh Hashanah Dafei and Chedush Ridvan Mefur says mamash the same thing. Rav Tarfon holds, you don't have to do Mriku Shtifa after the Achila, you can wait till the end of the day. And the Chum holds, you have to do it after the Achila. So that's the fourth pshat. Lesikum, we have four pshatim in the Machlokes of Tarfon and the Rachamim. We have a pshat from the Gaon, which I think ties in the Russian in Avodah Zarah, have to learn, that Rav Tarfon holds that the Skayim Agola by cooking, when you cook with the pot, that's called Agola on the pot. We could assume there's no more blias from the previous cooking if you do a cooking now. And the Chum holds, not in the sky, my gola for cooking. You have to do our gola. You need my reishchim, you need the whole pot, whatever it is. This dinim had to make our gola. Cooking doesn't make our gola. That's one mahalach. And I think if you learn that the taicha mriku shtif is because the pot is treif, You're going to have to learn that way, that they're abundant hold, that the pad is treif. They don't hold of kol yom v'yam nasigil l'chaveyoi. And even though the Gemara brought that in Avodah Zarah, that wasn't the maskana. A second shot is the Rashba, that avada cooking is not a gola. But since it's a teir bala, the violet's heter, cooking it makes it, it's machlish the tam genug, that now the blius can't become usher anymore. So if you cook it while it's still mutter, the blius can't become usher anymore. And the Rashba learns from that a din, that if you cook in a fleishik pot, you cook water or potatoes in a fleishik pot, now the blius of the fleishik can't become usher anymore, you'll have to use this pot to cook milk. And the Ozer Rabbanan also hold that way. So why the Rabbanan say Dumriku Shtifa? So that we said, and I think this is what the Chavis Das means, that since Farta Asam Blius left, even though they can't Aser, but Mika Shtif is not because they Aser, Mika Shtif is also being nicer like the Ran and the Rabban say. So Melar, Typhon holds as long as it can't Aser, there's no Dimriku Shtifa, and the Cham hold, no. As long as Ebis Blius are there, there is a Dimriku Shtifa. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach, Rizka Ravin, learns in the Rambam, that Mitzad is a nicer Avad, everyone's masking, Kol Yoyim V'yam Nasagil, right? But Mirikah Shtifa has nothing to do with nicer. Mirikah Shtifa is Ekev Achila. Now, Rav Tarfon holds the Mirikah Shtifa that you're doing because of Achila you could do next week. I, the Issa Nicer, the Issa Nicer, Kol Yoyim V'yam Nasagil, and the Chalm holds, no, Xeris Akasi, you've had to do Mirikah Shtifa in this man Achila. And Mimela, that's why you have to do it every day. That's how the Rav learns the Rama. But what I see in the Pirish Mishnayis, and as I is in the first in the Chlushu at Var Shoshana, Daf Hey, and you could learn this in the Rambam, that even Reb Tarfon holds you have to do Mikra Shtifa today. Now Reb Tarfon holds you can wait till the end of the day. And the Rabbanan holds, no, you have to do it by the Siyam Achila, by the Zman Achila, that's it. You don't have any other, you can't wait till the end of the day. You have to Dafka do it by the Zman Achila. Reb Tarfon holds you can wait till the end of the day. The Chom holds you have to do that Zman Achila. But again, Mikra Shtifa is not because it's nicer. The reason why there's no problem with Nisus is because he's not doing the Mikra Shtifa at the end of the day. How does the Lum of Ashel V'Helach call a regal? And call Yom V'Yom Naskil L'Chavei, I'm not sure. But as they state in the Pirish Mishnah Yisra'am, and as they state in the Dvan Rosh Hashanah. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, the Machloik is the of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The Gemara brings the Brayse, Tana Rabbanan, Mariko Shtifa is B'tzainan, Divei Rebbe, the Mariko Shtifa are both with cold water. Marika is with hot water, and Shtifa is with cold water. And the Gemara says, "My tamad the Rabbanan. Had the Rabbanan no Marika is with hot water. Vushted hot water. Mida dahava gulei avidachavim. Because you learn it out from gulei avidachavim. You see that when you buy pots from a guy, we learn out from kli midyan. You have to kash it with hot water. See here also, you have to kash it with hot water. The Rabbi." I'm not talking about kashering, and of course you have to kashu it. Ki kamina le miku shtifa de baser agola. There's miku shtifa after agola. So there, you do that in cold water. And the Gemara goes vaita. And the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, the reason why it says miku shtifa is to teach you that mirikas kamirikas are kais and shtifas kashtifas are kais. They're both betzayna. And that's famous in the Lashon it says in the Mishnah. So it sounds from the sugya with Rashi and Befrat, if you look at Rashi and Taisus on the sugya right before the Mishnah on Tzadik Vavim and Beis that made the chiluk between with Kachim Kalim and with Truma, that the Machlokes is like this. There are bon and old that Marika means Hagola. And Shtifa, that's the second thing, that after the Hagola you have to rinse it out. Normally you don't have to rinse it out. Taisus brings a Raya from here, that regular Hagola you don't have to rinse it out. But here by Kachim is the Schadish Adin that after Hagola you have to rinse it out. And Rebbe holds? No. Marika means rinsing the inside. Shtifa means rinsing the outside. And Hagola is done before this. The Pasuk's not discussing Hagola. In the Biskarav, in the brackets, in the Shikol, in Maisa Kabanas, Perches, Alochi, Yudbeis, he says that the Svaris of Machlaiki says there are abundant understood Marika Shtifa to mean something to be Machshir the Keli. You're trying to Machshir the Keli. So even if you hold that the Chiv of Marika Shtifa is not because the Keli's treif, maybe you could still say that the Mirikah Shtifa is to be Machshir the Keli. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Mida Tava Gulei Nachrim. Echet Heis Hishtalzah to Gulei Nachrim. Weiss Deis, the Pshat in the Mirikah Shtifa is to be Machshir the Keli. Now, by Karbonis, you have to be Machshir with an extra Hechshir. Now, Shegin Rebbe holds, no, the Mirikah Shtifa is not to be Machshir the Keli. For that, you have a goal. The Keli is already Karshir. Mirikah Shtifa is Tamachayva after Nachshir is a Keli to do Mirikah Shtifa. Ba'alkobanim, Lefi Rashi and Taisis, the Kli, the Kalim by Kachim, need a regular Agola. But the Medayang and the Rambam not that way. The Rambam brings a din of Marika Kamrika Sakais and Shtifa Kishtifa Sakais, even though he passes like the Rabbanat. L'chaira, according to Rashi and Taisis, that's in Rebbe. The Mishnah that says Marika Sakais and Shtifa Kishtifa Sakais, says Mriku Shtifa B'tzainen. But the Rambam wasn't gairus that. The Rambam B'Shushtayin was Mriku B'chaman Shtifa B'tzainen. But the big idea that Achreinim have is that the Rambam says that the Shvud V'Ashkala Yimagilon, like the Mishnah says, and he doesn't mention Agola by regular pat. It's a Ryan, there's no din Agola. And Kipshutai, Mrika means Aide Irui. And like we said, I mean, Ben Tamos, you could do Agola Aide Irui, but that's not so Pashit. So it sounds like the Mriku Shtifa in the Rambam is not Agola B'chlal. It's an Iru. You pour hot water into the pot, and then you pour cold water. But there is no Din Agola. You don't have to imagle it. And the Radvaz, Eifanart, we have the Radvaz in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. The Chreinim didn't have it. He makes all these, the Yukam, he's Marchiv on it. And he says, because you don't have to kasha the pot, it's nice and time lefgam. It's already a day later, so it's nice and time lefgam. You're allowed to use the pot. Anytime, it's after 24 hours, me there, I see, let me use a tray for pat. It's nice and time of gum, so what's the problem? So there's no din agola. Other achrein in the Grach HaLashas and the Mikdash David, they say a little bit more. They say the pshat is that it's not chalach alois nicer on the blias. It's not chalach alois nicer on the blias. Could be stamazay, you could say that. Or could be you could say because by the time it becomes nice, it's already pogum. So it never was usher. Reb Chaim Shtikel is, the Grach HaLashas, and the Rav brings part of it in the Sefer, that it's the halacha of Mriku Shtifa, which is Mechayiv, that is treif. In other words, I say you can learn in the Rambam maybe, that there is no din you have to do Agola. There's no problem of Agola B'chlal. It's nice in Tam Levgam, or it doesn't become nicer because it's Pogam already. Now there's a Chayiv, it's Mriku Shtifa, like we spoke, Ekev Achil, and it's Tam Chayiv, it's Mriku Shtifa. But the Grach HaLashas is saying no. In the Chayvis Mriku Shtifa does state that it's Aser. When the Torah says it didn't Mriku Shtifa, if you don't do Mriku Shtifa does state that it's Aser. Without the Pasha Mriku Shtifa will be Mutter. But now that you have the Dim Mriku Shtifa, so now if you don't do the Mriku Shtifa, it's Aser. The Risk around brings it to Sefta. In Paragud and Zvachim, it says, Shatav Le Marak, Marak Le Shatav, Yechel Kachamash Behem. And he brings that the Rash on the Sifra brings us to Sefta and says that since the Torah is Mechayim Shtifa, even though it's already, there's already Agola, it's already was Mikos, this was not Shtifa B'chutz, also a Kasakil Le Nigal. So you see like this, Lule Nidim Rikus Shtifa could be there wouldn't be an Issa B'chlal, because nice and Tam Levgam, but Haint is a Dim Rikus Shtifa, if you don't do Rikus Shtifa, it's Aser, it becomes Aser, and you cook in it, it becomes Aser. Ad kedekach, the Sefta says that even if you don't do shtifa, you did agola, you did a regular agola, but every other issur would be mutter, you didn't do shtifa, but now it becomes us, it's kilo le'nigal. So Kumtai says, hey, now does Rashi and Taisis learn that Mariku shtifa, that's not what what's making it mutter is the regular din agola. According to Rabbana, Mariku is agola. And according to Rabbi, you need agola besides Mariku shtifa. But the Rambam holds you don't need Agola. They say, in the Rambam state that lulei v'chayvus mriku shtifa will be mutter. It's nice in Tam Levgam, or b'chlal, it can't become nicer because it's pogum, because it's only blias. But haint you have the chayvus mriku shtifa, that's gufa making that it's aser, and that's gufa telling you the way that it becomes mutter. That's Reb Chaim Musa answers, there's a tesefdom, which the Rambam brings down la'alocha, that kli glolim, Kliavonim and Kliadoma, those three things don't need Mriku Shtifa. No Chayvis Mriku Shtifa with Kliglolim, Kliavonim, and Kliadoma. So as you see that this after, you could learn, Lefirashi and Taisis, that it needs Agala, just like Kachim Kalim, and just like Truma, the things that don't need Mriku Shtifa, need Agala, they need regular Agala. Now is then, Mriku Shtifa is Mechayiv more, like the Gemara says, you need Mayim, Yain's not good enough, you need Marika and Shtifa. I say you'd only need Hagala. Hagala doesn't mean both. You don't have to do the Shtifa or the Shtifa. You say you like Rebbe. The Chayvis Mriku Shtifa you don't have by Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adama. But you need Hagala. But the Rambam says He brings down the din, the kli golem, kli avanim, kli adam, adoni miko shtifa. And he says, it just needs hadacha buvad. So he said, chai yisi, you need hadacha. Why do you need hadacha? Because otherwise it'll be treif. You'll have the shamnunis of the carbon there, and the shamnunis is going to be treif. That is be'en, that's not a bliyan, that's not nice in tam levgam. But you see, klar in the Rambam, that you're not doing anything other than hadacha. Hadacha is not coming to us a din of miko shtifa. Hadach is coming because otherwise you can't use the keli. It has blias, has nicer be'en in it without a dacha. So what's the pshat that you don't need a golem? So the advaz that we have says, and the chay doesn't stem with the other advaz, because these kelim aren't be'leah. So come they say, even if you use kli golem, kli avanim, kli adam, if it's trade for food, there was no din a golem. But pashas, we don't have on that way. Pashas have added their be'leah. The Kesef Mishnah says the reason why you don't need miku shtifa is because they're not in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tlina Chayshis, it's a matchis, holy metal kelim, the Yimikru Shtifa. These kelim aren't in the Pasuk. And Shaila's good, they're not in the Pasuk, but typically you have Lias of Neser in it. So you have to say the same teretz, that there is no Chayvis Hagola. Either because Tam is Neser and Tam of Gam, so there's no Chayvis Hagola, or because it doesn't become Neser, because it's Pogam, so it can't be Chalon and Isser Neser. Or because it's not be'en, or whatever time is, the site is without the chayvus mikra shtifa wouldn't become asa b'chlal. The chayvus mikra shtifa state legabe kli matchis. Kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adama, doesn't say a chayvus mikra shtifa. Now, Reb Chaim was bothered because we had said before, the Rambam holds that the din shvirish kli chayrus is dafka by chatas. And the Rambam says, spoke about this in the beginning of the sukkah. The Rambam says that legabi other karbanis, you need miku shtifa. L'chaira, l'fi unzer reid here, that the emerson you wouldn't need a gala b'chlal. It's leis in tam l'fgam or whatever it is. So oiv nar, there's no chayvish shvir of kli chayris because it's not a chatas. So where would you see the din of miku shtifa? Why wouldn't the kli chayris by other karbanis be like a kli glom, kli avonim, kli adama, that all you need is adacha? What's the pshat that by a kli chayris by other karbanis you need miku shtifa? If we spoke about the kasha the other way, then how could the Rambam hold that miku shtifa helps? Aye, a tayrid al kichayr shineisim le daifim v'olam. So we said a teretz by a tayr of bala. It's good enough that it can't be chalach aleis isser afterwards. Or we said stam, is it in the chavis dasis teretz? It's stam, is it in chayvis miku shtifa in a chenami? You can't use the pan afterwards. But use him in b'minai. If you meet the Isaac, use him in b'minai, but in a chenami. And it's a chayvus mikru shtifa. But thus, fact Reb Chaim and fakert. If we're saying now, lulei the chayvus mikru shtifa, it's going to be mutter. Like you see, kli glom, kli avonim, kli adama. So what's if shat that kli chayvus needs mikru shtifa? It should be mutter. It never says mikru shtifa by kli chayvus. It says shvir by kli chayvus. That's only by chatos. So if it's not chatos, it should be mutter with hadacha. Hazak Reb Chaim like this. Vibal shtetach adin shvir by kli chayvus. By chatos. So in them state it becomes aser. And then a shayla is what you should do with it. So by chatos state exeris akasav, you have to break it. That's only by chatos. By other kachim, it doesn't say exeris akasav, you have to break it. But to say that it's not aser, that much, the Gemara learns out from chatos that al kaponim that's going to be aser. The shayla is what to do with the fact that it's aser. There, chatos is a din shvira, and other kaponim don't have a din shvira. But you can't say it's mutter because Legabi is the head to not mechalting chatas and other things. So mainly you do miku shtifa like by a kli matchis. Good. Al kopanim, you say that davar is lefi the Rambam that without miku shtifa, without the chayvus miku shtifa, stam will be mutter. As the chayvus miku shtifa, that makes it asur. If you do the miku shtifa kederoi, then it's not asur anymore. So mainly that's where the Rambam holds that b'emesin you don't do agol on the pats that you cook hachim. All you do is miku shtifa. Miku shtifa is not agol. But it's mutter because without the chayvus mikru shtifa anyway it'll be mutter.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.